What's up, Birth Geeks? You're listening to the From Bumps to Birth podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Hamley. And as a mom of five with one on the way, swapping birth stories with friends, family, and even strangers has inspired me to create a space for women to come and share their unique journeys to birthdays. Get ready to hear stories from women from all walks of life. Whether it's been smooth sailing or bumps along the way, no story is alike. So join me in honoring these journeys and let your inner birth geek be inspired and indulge. What's up, everyone? So welcome back to the podcast. Last week, I took a much needed break and got caught up on some things I needed to get done for myself before my baby comes. I'm just over 34 weeks now. So things are getting really real around here. So we're like really deep into home renovations and stuff that I'm really eager to get finished before he gets here. And then my kids were sick and they started sports after that. And so I just felt like our schedule was just so out of whack. And I was just overbooking myself on everything. And so I appreciate you guys being patient with me and being supportive of that little break that I needed to take. I'm also not really sure how I'm going to go about when baby comes, if I'm going to take a little bit of time off or if I'll just go to like one episode a week for a little bit until I kind of transition. I'm not 100% sure. So I'll be keeping everybody updated on that as I make a concrete plan. But yeah, so enough about me. Today's episode is actually a past guest, Stacy Knox. So she's from episode 8. She shared her beautiful home birth story. So if you already haven't, go and check that one out. You will not regret it. She just has a way of sharing, and just her knowledge is just, something about that, the way that she shares just makes me adore her. She's a childbirth and lactation educator. She actually reached out to me about sharing this episode. She was wanting to share her knowledge on the safe and proper use of essential oils. Two in specific, peppermint and lavender, and their uses during pregnancy, while in labor, postpartum, and even on your baby. So with that being said, I won't hold up the floor any longer and I'll go ahead and pass it over to Stacy. So Stacy, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Yay. So, go ahead.
No, you're totally fine. I will just let you kind of go from wherever you'd like to start. I'm so anxious to hear what you have to say. So just you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about essential oils. And this is a pretty hot topic. They're very, very popular. People use them for all kinds of different reasons. Aromatherapy at home, making our home smell nice with diffusers. Some people use them as plant medicine and we're using them medicinally. But there's some important things to know when we're pregnant and when we're in labor and breastfeeding and with our babies. And so the focus of this podcast is going to be on that specifically. I wanted to start out by kind of talking about what essential oils are, right? Essential oils are sourced from plants. They come from the flowers, the leaves, the roots, and the seeds. It's a distillation method typically. And we want to make sure that when we're choosing essential oils, we're choosing brands that are 100% pure oils without any added ingredients and that are not the synthetic form, especially during pregnancy, because everything is passing to your baby, right? Everything that goes into our bodies is being processed by our bodies and passed through the placenta to our baby. And then when we're breastfeeding, same goes with our breast milk. Things are being passed, what we ingest, what goes on our skin, what we're inhaling, that's going to be passed to our baby through our breast milk. And then of course, babies are so sensitive. So anytime we're choosing an essential oil to use with our baby, we want to make sure that it's totally, totally pure and natural. So I just wanted to start out by saying that. I have a quote to read from the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy. That is one of the resources that I use to put this presentation together. And this is what the quote says. Adulterated essential oils increase the likelihood of an adverse response, and hence the need for pure, authentic, and genuine essential oils is of the utmost importance. Damaged, diseased, or inflamed skin is often more permeable to essential oils and may be more sensitive to dermal reactions. It is potentially dangerous to put undiluted essential oils onto damaged, diseased, or inflamed skin. Under these circumstances, the skin condition may be worsened and larger amounts of oil than normal will be absorbed. Sensitization reactions are also more likely to occur. So I just want to kind of put that out there from another source that's really saying that it's so important for us to be using these safely, that it's important for us to be using pure oils and to be using them really the way that they're intended. We talk about diluting oils, and that even says if you're using undiluted oils on skin, that you can have a sensitive reaction to that. And so, anytime we're putting an essential oil on the skin, especially on a baby, we really want to make sure that we're diluting it with a carrier oil. What a carrier oil is really any oil, usually cooking grade, something edible is ideal because whatever you put on your skin gets absorbed, and actually, our skin is our largest organ, so it will be processed by our liver. So we want to choose carrier oils like olive oil, coconut oil, things that we would be comfortable eating, because those are going to be absorbed into our bodies. And so we dilute the oils first with that carrier oil before applying them to ourselves or to our babies. So another way that we can use these essential oils is by inhaling them. We can put them in a diffuser. We can put it on a cotton ball, sometimes rub between your hands and then inhale that way. That can soothe headaches or anxiety. That aromatherapy piece is very, very powerful for people. And then we can also ingest oils when they are marketed for that. Not all brands of essential oils are safe, especially if they have added ingredients or they are the synthetic form of an oil. But a lot of pure natural essential oils can be safe to ingest. However, when we're pregnant and breastfeeding and with babies, we do not ingest oils at all. So during this presentation that I'm going to be talking about, we're not discussing ingesting oils at all, but I do share that it is a method that, if you're looking online, you might hear people talking about it. That is something that people do, but it is not recommended during pregnancy, or labor or with our babies. So, one last thing I wanted to kind of touch upon before diving in is just sharing some of the resources that I use. I put a lot of research into this because there's a lot of information out there, and so it's really important that the information that I'm giving is research-based, evidence-based information. So I did mention the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy. They have a website with a lot of really great information on it. Some of the information that I used was from the Childbirth and Postpartum Professional Association, and that is the international program with which I became a certified childbirth and lactation educator. I also gathered information from different midwives and doulas who gave me, tips that they use with moms. One specifically is a licensed midwife with a background in homeopathy. So she has been working with essential oils for a really long time and has found a lot of success using them with moms in labor. And another book too, which I highly recommend, Deborah Rayburn. Her book is Gentle Babies, Essential Oils and Natural Remedies for Pregnancy, Childbirth, Infants, and Young Children. So I really gathered information from a ton of different sources here. And I even cross-checked some stuff on like WebMD because I was curious. When I go online, I want to see what information moms are finding, right? Because a lot of moms are gonna who have questions, we're taking it to Google. We're like, hey Google, what how can I use this oil? What is safe? So I kind of searched the web a little bit to see what kind of things are available to moms and what kind of things are the same. Am I finding information that seems off? So make sure you're doing your due diligence and you're finding the right sources when you're looking this stuff up. And if anyone has any questions after this podcast, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to answer more questions, provide more resources, and so on. All right. So Let's talk about oils. Today, the oils that I'm going to talk about are peppermint and lavender. And I chose these two oils to talk about because I think they're two of the most popular oils used. I think a lot of people have peppermint and lavender, in their bathroom medicine cabinet or by their bed. I think, they're just really commonly used. And lavender is safe to use during all of these stages that we're going to talk about, but peppermint isn't. Peppermint isn't safe to use during breastfeeding or with babies, and we'll talk about why. So I will go ahead and talk about peppermint first then. So we'll start with pregnancy. During pregnancy, peppermint is usually used to ease nausea and headaches, especially in that first trimester when morning sickness comes around. Moms aren't taking over-the-counter medications because, like I mentioned, everything we're ingesting is being passed to the placenta. And so there's a lot of things that are not safe for us to be using during pregnancy. But peppermint, when we're using it in a diffuser, when we're using it topically with a carrier oil, that can be really, really helpful. So the nausea, I think, is the number one use. Mint has been shown to decrease, tummy troubles and just kind of take away some of that morning sickness a little bit. And it also is the same with the headaches. So sometimes people will put, like, take a cool washcloth and put a couple drops of peppermint oil, and you can put it on your head that way. Using it in a diffuser or rubbed between your hands and inhaled can help both of those both of those issues too, the nausea and the headaches. One thing I do need to you to mention though is that we want to be really careful using peppermint topically towards the end of pregnancy because it has been shown to flip babies internally. So when if you have a breech baby that you're trying to turn, this can be a really helpful method. And of course, we want to be doing this with your care provider, with your midwife or your OB, someone who's trained in this method. But what some midwives have done is they have rubbed that peppermint essential oil on our, lower abdomen, and that kind of can help encourage baby to turn if baby is breech. So that's just kind of a really interesting thing that it's been used for. But if baby's in a great position and we don't want baby to move, then we want to avoid using it topically in that way because obviously, once baby's right where he or she needs to be, we don't want them going anywhere, right? So that takes us into labor. Once we go into labor, peppermint can be used. Same for that nausea and those headaches. Some women experience a lot of nausea during their whole labor. Some women just have it during transition, and throwing up can be really common and really normal. If you're experiencing that, it's okay to kind of see if peppermint is right for you. We're just using it, topically at that point is fine. We're not worrying about babies, moving once labor's really going and active. But using it by the inhalation method, I think probably has the more powerful effect on soothing that nausea. So it can also help you just to relax a little bit. I think if you enjoy the smell of peppermint and it kind of wakes you up, some people have believe it has like an energizing effect, right? So using it in the diffuser as well, I think kind of helps give people that extra bit of energy that they need to kind of push through when they're really having a hard time with contractions. We can also drop peppermint oil into the toilet bowl or tank, and that will encourage moms to empty the bladder during labor and even in the postpartum period, because it's really important that we're frequently going to the bathroom, getting up and, changing positions and making sure that we're really active. So we want to make sure we're making frequent trips to the toilet, and using that peppermint oil has been shown to help women empty their bladder. Like I mentioned, once baby arrives and we are breastfeeding, we want to start avoiding peppermint. Peppermint and any of the sages like clary sage have been proven to decrease milk supply. And we want to be really careful when we're using peppermint oil because it's so much more powerful than the herb. These essential oils are highly, highly concentrated, like 50 to 70 times more powerful than the herb itself. And so I think I heard that one drop of essential oil is the equivalent to 28, I believe that's the number, 28 cups of peppermint tea. So it might be safe to drink a cup of peppermint tea every once in a while breastfeeding, but we really don't want to be using these oils because that's just, it's too much for our systems. If you decide, if you've been breastfeeding your baby for 2 years and you're like, I'm ready to start weaning, this is time. At that point, yeah, you can definitely introduce the peppermint oil and it can be ingested at that point. That is the time that it will be safe that I mentioned in this presentation in this class that I teach, that that's really the only time that I recommend ingesting an oil. If a woman is ready to start weaning, then ingesting the peppermint, you're good to go for that. Peppermint is not safe for babies because it can cause some respiratory issues. We want to make sure that if you're using peppermint oil topically, you aren't putting it in areas that your baby is going to be rubbing on or inhaling. So keeping it away from your breasts, keeping it away from your chest, neck, anything like that, because that's where baby spends most of her time, right? It's on our chest, nuzzled into our neck and on our breast. So even if you're deciding to use it, you're not worried about breastfeeding, anything like that. We just really want to make sure that it's not in a diffuser that baby is breathing and it's not anywhere on our skin that baby's going to come into contact with. So applying it on your feet, I think, is a good place. Maybe the lower, your lower back, somewhere like that. Or just putting it onto the washcloth on your head when you need it. That way you can put the washcloth in the laundry and then, that won't have any effect on baby. So that kind of wraps up peppermint oil a little bit. And there's lots of other fun uses, if it's a scent that you enjoy. So now we'll talk about lavender. And lavender is safe to use, like I mentioned, throughout all of the stages, even breastfeeding and even with babies. So starting with pregnancy, you can use lavender with a couple other oils, cypress and geranium, and those can be used to treat hemorrhoids. Those are sometimes, one of those really fun parts of pregnancy and postpartum we get to experience. You can add a couple drops of each of these oils and mix them with a carrier oil or even 100% aloe vera gel. And make sure if you're choosing an aloe vera gel to mix these with, you're not choosing like the bright green, artificial dye ones that you can get for cheap for sunburns that have lots of weird ingredients. Because if you use this, you're going to be a applying it to the affected area. So for hemorrhoids, we're applying it to our bottom. So you'd put it on a cotton ball with these essential oils. And I just say that so that moms are really, choosing a very clean aloe vera gel because we can't just grab anything off the shelf and assume it to be healthy. Lavender can also be used again with a carrier oil to be massaged into sore muscles. We can put it in a spray bottle with water and spritz your pillows to kind of help with sleep. During pregnancy, we do get sore muscles, right? Especially in our calves. We can start getting cramping of our legs, maybe sciatic pain. There's lots of soreness that starts happening, lower back, all kinds of aches. All kinds of aches and pains. So lavender can really be helpful to help ease a lot of that. And spraying it onto our bed and pillows just kind of helps with some of that sleep that sometimes during pregnancy, when we're waking up so many times to go to the bathroom at night, sometimes our sleep starts to be disrupted during pregnancy. And so lavender can just kind of help that a little bit when we enjoy the smell. It can also be used to ease some edema, some swelling. So you can massage the lavender oil with lemon oil, again, that geranium oil and cypress oil. So you can massage that into your legs and your feet and lay down, kick your feet, prop up and relax, drinking tons of fluids. And that has been shown to kind of help some of that swelling. That's one of the things we really want to make sure we're watching during pregnancy. We don't want a lot of swelling because that can be, a red flag, sometimes other stuff, and create some complications during pregnancy. So that can be really, really helpful for anyone who's kind of prone to that swelling. Once we enter labor, lavender can be used to slow or stop early labor when it's applied to your belly with that carrier oil. So this really is just because it's helping your body to relax. So if you're before that 37-week point and you start having some consistent contractions, we really want to kind of slow things down. Obviously, you're going to call your care provider right away, but then you can go ahead and grab a carrier oil, grab your essential oils, apply it to that belly and just start relaxing. Taking magnesium and calcium can also help prevent early contraction. So I think, if we're working on slowing things down, you really want to do as much as you can. So drinking tons of fluids, taking, the right supplements, and then adding that essential oil, because if it can help, then that's really, really important. If we use it with rose, specifically the combination of lavender and rose has really shown to help reduce any anxiety that women have in labor. And it can be common for women to have a little bit of anxiety, especially if it's your first time, because labor and birth are such unknowns, right? We can't know what it's going to be like, how fast the contractions are going to come, how intense they're going to be. And I think we get really, really excited. We can have a lot of butterflies and excitement, but it can also be pretty anxiety inducing for a lot of women. And that kind of takes away some of the, I think, that the peaceful part of birth, and that can lead to tensing up and some more of the discomfort that we experience during labor. It's that anxiety. And so, to help us kind of relax and open up and allow our body to do what it needs to do, it's important to manage that anxiety. So, lavender with rose can be a really great way to do that. I think diffusing it in the room is really helpful, but you can also use it topically as well. So, I mentioned, treating the hemorrhoids already. So we can do the same thing during the postpartum period, after labor, sometimes with all of the pushing during birth when our baby, finally makes her big arrival. All of that pushing can lead to hemorrhoids for some women, and just some pelvic floor soreness. And so you can be using the lavender, like I said, with the cypress, the geranium, applied to a cotton ball. That can be really helpful. And you can even apply lavender oil with a carrier oil to a healing cesarean incision to help prevent scarring. We want to make sure that we're doing this not to an open wound. We never if it's bleeding, never if it's looking infected. Definitely we would be contacting our care provider if that was happening. But as you're if you have an incision that is healing, you can apply a little bit every day just to kind of prevent that scar. All right. So during breastfeeding, you can really use lavender anyway because it is safe for you and it's safe for baby. So I don't have a whole lot of tips and tricks for this specific period. You can just really use it how you like to. For baby, we want to make sure that we're diluting. That's really, really important. We're diluting the oils before we're applying them to our baby. And even in if baby's in the room with a diffuser. So you're putting a couple drops, two or three drops into the diffuser that's filled with water, hopefully purified water. And we are only letting it run for like 15 to 20 minute intervals because our babies can't communicate to us if they're feeling overwhelmed, if smelling a certain scent is upsetting their stomachs, if they're having a sensitivity. We really need to make sure we're watching our baby. So we can see how it's affecting, him or her, because they can't tell us. So anytime you're applying it to their skin, same thing. We're putting a couple drops with plenty of a carrier oil, one that is safe to be digested. I always tell people this in my classes. If you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on your baby's skin. Babies have extremely sensitive skin, and it is the largest organ. So it gets absorbed into their little bodies, and their liver starts processing it. And we want to be really careful with what we're introducing to our babies and their sensitive skin and their sensitive symptom or systems. But it can be really helpful to apply to baby because it can be really relaxing. Infant massage is a great way to bond with our baby and to get cozy with baby. And I have another quote that I want to read. And this one is from that book I mentioned, Gentle Babies, and it's all about infant massage. So I'm going to go ahead and read that quote about using essential oils for massage. One of the many benefits to infant massage includes bonding. Over the years, baby massage also has shown beneficial in assisting overall growth and development, sound sleep, relaxation, and reduced fussiness. Additional benefits include relief from the discomfort of gas, colic, and digestive complaints. Improvements in respiratory, circulatory, and immune system function have also been reported. Gentle massage using therapeutic grade essential oils diluted in high quality carrier oils is enjoyable for both baby and mom or dad. Parents find the special quality time with baby develops a special bond, and using essential oils to support the baby's health gives parents confidence in their ability to respond to the child's needs. So that is so important. Anytime we're massaging our babies, which hopefully is all the time, we're always touching them, right? We're rubbing their backs and we're tickling their toes. Anytime we're doing this, we can add the lavender oil because it is safe and because it can help them to relax and it could help with sleep and all of that. So a nighttime routine would be a great way to kind of introduce this. And you can just start with baby's feet if you're curious to see, if how it will react. The bottoms of our feet are pretty hardy when it comes to our skin. It's less sensitive than some of the other areas. So I think that's a great place for parents to start is just on their feet. And we have to remember, too, that when we're massaging our infant, it's not the same as going and getting a massage. We're not going to lay still for, an hour as we give this, deep tissue Swedish type massage. The point is that we're having fun with our baby, that's relaxing, and that we're reading baby's cues to make sure that baby's enjoying it. Shouldn't be too ticklish, although that's fine too sometimes. The room should be warm so that baby can be comfortable. But doing this at night before beds is a great time to do it, or just really any time that we have baby with us. And one other little tip I will add for using with babies is you can use the lavender in a spray bottle with water to clean the baby's diaper area with a clean cloth instead of using baby wipes. I have worked with a number of families who have done this. The goal here is avoiding chemicals in baby wipes and powders and oils. There are so many products on the shelves marketed to babies, and it's pretty alarming how few of them are actually safe for our babies. We want to make sure we're avoiding products that contain parabens, talc, mineral oil, artificial fragrances, which normally are just listed as fragrance, and those contain phthalates, which are a toxic chemical, and sulfates. And so even our baby wipes can, have a lot of these sneaky things, especially the fragrance. So if you like the fragrance of lavender oil, really it's safe enough to clean our baby's diaper area with clean water and maybe a couple drops of that oil and a clean cloth. It's really all that's needed. We don't need a lot of fancy products for that. And so that's just another tip that I have for parents. It's a money-saving tip as well, and it's way more eco-friendly than using 1,000 wipes a day. Cause we all know once we have babies, we're like constantly wiping something, mouths, hands, bottom, things like that. And so that's just another little tip that I have. If anybody has, like I said, any questions, I have so much more information that I can share. I do teach an essential oils class. We talk about pregnancy, labor, breastfeeding, and baby. And so if you're in the area, that's something that I can do in person. If you're outside of the Treasure Valley, I can set up an online call with you. And so I can, send resources via email. We can get online. I'd be happy to teach people more about essential oils. And let me know what questions you have. Ricky, do you have any questions?
Yes. So you pretty much covered everything that I have ever... I told you this earlier that was probably going to happen because you're such you're so informative in everything you say. So that's what I love about you. But One thing I was curious about is something that's kind of popular. I've personally never made them or used them, but when it came to lavender, what about those? I think they call them padsicles.
Oh, yes. Yes. That is a great use. And that's something that I have in my class. I have the recipe. I do a little demonstration on it. Yeah, so padsicles, the frozen peri pads are great, great, great for our postpartum period. So once the baby is delivered, we have a few weeks of bleeding. And so we have to be using these big, giant pads. We're wearing diapers just like our babies. And sometimes women have a lot of soreness and a lot of, sometimes bruising just from the baby's head. Sometimes we have a little bit of tearing. And so having a frozen pad can be really soothing to that area. And so when we make the padsicles, basically you're mixing together your oils that you use. So you can brew strong black tea, that's sometimes used because the tannins will help to heal any tears. Witch hazel is used as well. A lavender oil, even the herbs brewed, you can use as well. Chamomile, people will add chamomile tea or chamomile oil, essential oil. So there's a variety of different things, liquids that you can use, but you mix these liquids together and you pour them on the pads and then you freeze them. And so you have a stack of these frozen padsicles in your freezer. And then after baby arrives, you just go grab one out of the freezer and you put one in your underwear and you wear it until you need to toss it. But it's chilled and it feels really soothing and it smells nice and it's safe to use. That same mixture of liquids that you pour onto the pads, whether it be the tea, the lavender oil, the chamomile, that can also be added to your peri bottle, and you can spray down in your perineum as you are going to the bathroom, and that just helps to dilute our urine to prevent any stinging. Because if we, especially if we have a little bit of tearing, which most women do a little bit, stitches are not usually, there's a little element of soreness and tearing. So if we use the this mixture just to kind of like dilute everything, it can really prevent any kind of stinging, and it can help with healing as well because the lavender has some antibacterial properties, as is the witch hazel, and so that will help with healing that area as well, those perineal tissues as they heal.
Perfect. So I know that you kind of already mentioned that you are going to be doing classes. I know that you have one specifically coming up real soon. Did you want to share the date of that? And also, I have linked you before, but I want to do it again, to where people can find you to connect with you if they have questions or if they want to arrange meetings or anything like that. So.
Absolutely. So I'm teaching this class about using the essential oils next month. It is a group class. It is on Saturday, March 14th at 10 a.m. And so everything that I covered here, we will talk about in the class, as well as much, much more. I have a lot more information and I have handouts as well, and a couple little visuals. We'll be, making the peri pads in the class and things like that. And so that is great for pregnant moms. And even if you have already had your baby and you want that breastfeeding and baby component, there's still a ton of information for you as well. That class is $20 with pre-registration. It will be $25 at the door. But I also teach this class privately. So all of my classes I offer as private and home classes. So if you're in the area, I can come to your home and do it with you that way rather than a group class. And then I can also do it online if someone is out of the area. So we can set it up either Skype or Zoom call, and then I would just be emailing all of the handouts and information that way. People can find me on Facebook at Bright Birth Options. That is the name of my business, and can shoot me an email, brightbirthoptions@gmail.com. And hit me with your questions and your comments. And I'd love to hear from people and, see what they have to say about this information.
Absolutely. You seriously are a real treasure. Like I said, I was so excited today to. I'm not very knowledgeable when it comes to essential oils and stuff, and I've used them, very sparingly, just based off of recommendations of like friends that have used them and that are really into them. And I wanted to mention that it, early in my pregnancy, this go round, I dealt with a lot of like food aversions and stuff like that, and I used the peppermint oil. Nothing would. I could never get anything to like work for me. And then somebody was like, oh, you should try peppermint oil. And I would just like keep it by my bed. And if I would feel sick, I would just take like a little smell of like right out of the bottle. And oh my goodness, it seriously was insane. I could not, I at first I was like, oh, maybe it's just in my head. And it actually did help me. It did
Work.
help me feel better. I was so shocked. And so now, anytime, like any of my kids or, my husband or even just myself, I'm getting, I'm due very soon. So I'm kind of going through that third trimester and the end of pregnancy where, my belly isn't very big anymore or my stomach isn't very big. So I can't eat very much and I get nauseous very easily. And so I've been using it again and it just has been so helpful. And even my kids are just like, wow, I feel, I do feel better. And so I just thought when you brought that up, I was like, oh, I'm so happy that I was not making that up in my head because for the longest time I thought for sure it was just me being crazy. So but yeah, like I said, you are an excellent resource to women, especially for the locals and stuff, and even for those that are out, I strongly encourage you guys, if this is something that you're into or are really wanting to look into, reach out to Stacy. She really is a treasure, and as you can tell, she's just a bright light, and you'd be crazy if you didn't. So
You.
yes. So, all right. Well, if you don't have anything else to add, I will leave it here and I hope that we can have you on again in the near future and, talk about some more stuff.
Yes, I would love that. I have plenty of topics to share.
Well, we will definitely plan it. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Hey, y'all. That's all the time we have for this episode, but be sure to catch up on all of our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you or someone you know are interested in being a guest on our show, find us on Instagram at From Bumps to Birth, or you can message me, Ricky Hamley, on Facebook. Thank you so much for your support and listening, and until next time, I am your host, Ricky Hamley.